Welcome. You are listening to The River's Edge. I'm your host, DJ Catfish Rivers, on Spirit Planes Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplanesradio.com. Turn on, tune in. You can visit us on the web at spiritplanesradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Now, as per usual, I would say, put some headphones on, lay back on your bed, close your eyes, and I'll see you on the other side of the river's edge.
Hide, witch, hide, the good folks come to burn thee. Their keen enjoyment hid behind a gothic mask of duty.
Hey, Dick! chosen. But now I'm thinking of you.
are listening to the Reefer's Edge with DJ Catfish Reefers on Spirit Plants Radio, casting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on to
every day since I came, and the lichen covers rocks, and the green finds everything. Jim, come rain, and the
feeling. 'Cause it's gone, gone, gone.
Comet C-2012 S1 Ice and WTF. Seriously, bro.
Part 36.
Snafu bar.
Worst case scenario. Shut down.
Comet Ice. You're totally snafu bar level.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, a lot has happened since I posted the video yesterday. We've had Bryson, the balloon, rapid response to Ice, fail once it was launched. Over the weekend, we've had an earthquake in Pakistan, which caused a new island. We've had record meteors, fireballs, and meteorites over the last week. We've had a giant sun filament rip off the sun and leave behind what looks like a crack. And then we had a meteor that just missed Earth. Oh, plus the Peace de la Resistance. Late Saturday night, or early Saturday morning, I should say, at like 2 in the morning, Republicans decided for the 40th time since 2010, and Obamacare was enacted and then reinforced by the Supreme Court. The 40th time, Republicans have decided to take on Obamacare, forcing a budget shutdown. And I was like, whoa, okay, it seems like a really bad high school play. Now if NASA gets hit hard by the shutdown, I'm gonna raise an eyebrow. It seems like NASA got hit harder by the sequester than anybody else. And then I look at it, and wouldn't you know it, NASA is at the top of the list, 97% shut down. At this point, it feels like they've been systematically dismantling NASA on purpose. Doom and doomed is an adverb. It always goes in front of an action or a verb. And you guys remember, like, 6 weeks it was serious, 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 and shut down. That's pretty weird. These guys are like all bad actors in a kabuki play. Yeah, so I started the countdown, and today we would be on 9 days until we get 24/7 NASA coverage of Comet Ice. But hey, guess what happened? I got all gangbusters excited about the effing countdown, and then the countdown gets shut down by Congress. Why? No sane person knows. Our government shuts stuff down. And when a computer or a car does that, that means it is having serious problems with people. Alright, so we haven't had a new photo of NASA in 5 months. They were supposed to take photographs of the deep impact hypoxia. But that spaceship broke, died. Then they sent a Bryson. Guess what? That balloon satellite, ultraviolet infrared, died. And then guess what? Government shut NASA down. Who knows what's going on, man? It is definitely snafu bar, worst case scenario. Situation normal, all bugged up beyond all recognition. Who's in control of the shit show, man? For now, there should be only 12 days left until October 10th, and we get to watch Ice 24/7 on NASA's camera. But there's no telling how long the government is going to be shut down. I don't imagine it can be that long, but it's 2013, and nothing is normal. So what can I say? I don't know. And then we have 2 weeks from now, we want deal. Then we have a debt deal. We have a debt ceiling fight coming up in 2 weeks. We have a government that thinks of itself is so bad, it shut itself down. Well, you know, when I heard about the shutdown, the first thing that popped into my mind was Hurricane Sandy when it hit New York. I don't know if you remember, but like, all of New York was out of power, except for Goldman Sachs building, which was illuminated. So it reminds me of this situation because the Federal Reserve will continue to print and spend $85 billion a month on mortgage-backed securities and treasury bills while the government is shut down. Wall Street can't be defeated, whereas our major city and our government can be defeated. Anyway, get the story. Bryson. I'm gonna be honest with you, I kinda knew it was gonna fail. How did I know? A dream? Jedi instinct? Thor sense, you might guess? No. They basically told us, they warned us, or they rubbed it in our face. Look at the logo for Bryson. It looks like the face of a mentally handicapped guy who has been drugged with way too much Xanax, Valium, and Methadone. He's even blueer. One eye is droopy and loopy, and the other one is shining bright. I mean, he looks like he just blew all the cougars in. And honestly, when I saw that, I was like, oh man, that can't be good. That's a bad omen. I mean, what do you know? Right after I post a video about Bryson and the countdown, it fails, we get shut. So if the drooling Bryson logo doesn't give you a hint that this puppy was set to fail on the fail whale, I don't know what to tell you, bro. It does seem weird that our government is dismantling our space program at a time where space weather and near-Earth objects are getting more bizarre. And that sun filament, I don't know if you guys have been watching the sun much, but that thing has been popping off filaments right and left. The timing makes me feel like the sun is a comet. That's right, the sun's a dirty snowball. Which means that's how dumb the whole dirty snowball and how it's been. So it's like the sun is traveling through space, losing exterior or less important element. I do want to happen. Hey, that cracked me. Go back and think like, hey dude, it's a Phoenix egg. Not that crazy. Everybody loses Phoenixes, right? We're basically getting a fireball a day now. Meteorite. One meteorite landed in Ohio and killed a couple by setting their house on fire. Now, I've never said to you that icing is doomy, other than who knows what the dust is going to be like. You know, we've got like, it's been bombarded with heavy radiation forever. Who knows? I don't know. That's like the worst case scenario I've come up with. And I don't push it that hard, but I still get all the trolls and belly waggers always like, you doomed junkie. Stop peddling the porn for views and pennies and nickels. Well, some people just can't make happy, yeah. So I'm going to go back to my statement that I don't know what the hell is going on. If you want doom, it's all in economics, or it's all in our government, and how it runs and behaves. I don't know what's happening, but I'm gonna keep looking out, all right? Good time. And after putting icing on the ISWA, like I mentioned in my video yesterday, they took it down. What the hell is going on, man? Was it because I mentioned it? I mean, that don't make no dang sense whatsoever. None of this makes any sense. Who's running this shit show? You know, it's like, I get a lot of crap from people. Like, why do you keep making videos about ISWA? Why have you not been paying attention? This story never gets boring, ever. My ISWA might come around and be a dud. ISWA might come around and be totally normal. Either way, the whole time, I've just been a reporter trying to bring you guys the facts, give my opinion, and tell you that overall, I don't know shit. But I've been having fun learning. I think a lot of you have been having a good time watching and learning. A lot of people complain you're not being doom enough. And I say again and again and again and again and again. Doom ain't my thing, man. I'm Thor. I'm here to save us from the doom, you know? So there are plenty of other people out there. Courageous nerds, I think. As the world's gonna end, doom every 5 minutes in their videos. I highly recommend you go see them. You know, like, I'm here doing what I do. I do me, man. So I know I do. So, you know, this whole situation is snafu bar. Comet icing. Snafu bar. We're totally at the snafu bar level. Like, wow. This is just such a clusterfuck. Bug. This is such a clusterfuck. Man, I don't know what to say anymore. All right, now. Oh, Superman, where are you now? When everything's gone wrong somehow, and our government has shut America down. Anyway, you want to do it, but get gloom, deal with it.
off the air temporarily. The alert is now sounding. Remain calm. You have 5 to 8 minutes, sufficient time to prepare for your safety if you do not become panicky. If you are driving, park immediately, off the street if possible, or close against the curbing, away from hydrants and driveways. Do not try to reach your destination unless within a few blocks of it. Take shelter in the nearest building or the safest place available. If you are at home, carry out the procedures developed under the Block Warden Division. Close outside doors, but do not lock them. Tilt blinds upward or cover windows with blankets. Shut off all appliances being used as gas, electric, oil, water, but do not turn off main switches or valves unless properly ordered. Take shelter where previously planned, within an inner hallway or inner room, in the basement or outdoor bomb shelter if you have either. Remain close to the outer wall, facing away from windows, and get under a table, bench, or other sturdy object also if possible. Do not worry about your children at school, nor those at work. They are as safe as you. Finally, cooperate fully with your block warden. Effectiveness of civil defense depends on that cooperation. You still have 3 to 5 minutes to complete preparations. Remain where you are until the all clear sounds. Stand by now. Keep your radios turned on. Station LACD will give you more information within a few minutes. Keep calm.
BBC Television from London. Normal programming has been suspended. This is BBC Television from London. Normal programming has been suspended. BBC Television from London. Normal programming has been suspended. This is BBC Television from London. Normal programming has been suspended. Television from London. Normal programming has been suspended.
This is an emergency broadcast from the BBC. Information of a possible nuclear strike against this country has been received. The current threat level is critical, meaning an attack is imminent. Civilians are advised to stay in their homes. Evacuations are currently taking place in the London area. All motorways and airports have been closed for military use. Non-essential telephone lines have also been temporarily disconnected. Please stand by and await further information. This is an emergency broadcast from the BBC. Information of a possible nuclear strike against.
Attack warning red. Attack warning red. Seek immediate shelter. Seek immediate shelter. Attack warning red. Attack warning red.
SpiritPlanetsRadio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. And with that, I would like to leave you with a poem called People. No, people are uninteresting. Their fates is like the chronicle of planets. Nothing in them is not particular, and planet is dismissive from planet. And if a man lived in obscurity, making his friends in that obscurity, obscurity is not uninteresting. To each his world is private, and in that world one excellent minute, and in that world one tragic minute, these are private. And any man who dies, there dies with him his first snow, and kiss, and fight. It goes with him. There are left books and bridges, and painted canvas and machinery, whose fate is to survive. But what has gone is also not nothing. By the rule of the game, something has gone. Not people die, but worlds die in them. Whom we knew as faulty, the Earth's creatures, of whom, essentially, what did we know? Brother of a brother, friend of a friend, lover of a lover. We, who knew our fathers in everything and in nothing, they perish, they cannot be brought back. The secret worlds are not regenerated, and every time again and again, I make my lament against destruction.